City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio's Christmas special. We got some punk rock Christmas music lined up for you. Let's get started with Bomb Squadron. Merry Christmas. Merry Pogo fucking Christmas. All right, we got Andrew Bedlam, yours truly, and Sean Bedlam on the mics, hanging
the mic
out with you this Friday night, doing the Pogo City Radio Christmas Spectacular. Now,
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. So we're going to be playing some punk rock Christmas music for you motherfuckers. That first track right there was Bomb Squadron with Fat Dave from the vocals, Fat Dave from the Virus
doing
on vocals. And
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
So, yeah, hope you guys liked that. We're going to be playing holiday-themed songs all night. Second show of the night. I'm not going to lie. First show was a little sloppy. Came out good, a little sloppy. Can't imagine what the second one's going to be.
We're getting drunker, getting a little more with sloppy, like you said.
And that's totally the reason we decided to do this episode, because what it was, we were done with the first episode, and I was like, fuck, I got to think of a bunch more songs to play and stuff to talk about, and I have to do this because I have a busy week. And I was like, wait, Sean, let's do the holiday show, because I have a punk rock Christmas playlist, and I won't have to work all that hard, and this will be a lot easier if we just do a Christmas show. So here it is.
Here you go.
The season is indeed upon us. Here's the Dropkick Murphys.
The season's upon us. It's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's many mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. There's bells and there's holly, the kids are gung-ho. True love finds a kiss beneath fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine. Snowballs. I'd like to take them out back and deck more than the halls. With family like this, I would have to confess I'd be better off lonely, distraught, and depressed. The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and
Dropkick Murphys right there on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, what kind of holiday special would this be if we didn't remind you where you guys can get your stocking stuffed? And that is at the Montclair Meat Locker, Montclair, New Jersey, blank 77, the Drew Getz Battalion, Zoska. You guys got to get there early, see the whole show, get fucked up, get drunk, get wasted. It's the holiday party, bitches. It's going to be a good old time.
Like right there, a couple days before New Year's.
And a couple days, after Christmas.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking
dude,
right.
Yo, right? What I'm doing right? So I got four. You God, son of a God bitch. Damn. Sean just dumped vodka and
fuck
all over his pants. All over.
Fuck.
Luckily, it only caught the corner of the table. You better clean the table. It's all going to run it's all gonna run under the keyboard now. Clean
son
off
of
the
bitch.
Table.
Yo, I'll do it. Just play the fucking song.
Yeah, just make sure it doesn't run into all the gear.
Fuck.
Totally lost my train of thought here. But yeah, December 29th, come out to the holiday party. And it definitely for sure won't be no goddamn silent night. But we're going to give you guys a silent night right now with my sweetheart, with my queen, with my love, with my significant other, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts. Silent Night on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts right there. I love Joan Jett, I'm not gonna lie. I loved Joan Jett when she was 17, and I love her now that she's damn near 70. Nah, she ain't that old. But I'll love her when she's 72, I'm sure. She was born in 58, so she's my mother's age, which is 60. Yeah, 60, pushing 61 maybe. Still get right behind that.
Yeah, she still looks good. She still looks good.
And the music is also kick-ass. I don't mean to diminish the music by, like, talking about her sexually, but yeah, she's hot as fuck. But also, if she wasn't hot as fuck, the music is kick-ass.
Right. We were watching at the junior pogo party.
The junior pogo party.
There was definitely a Joan Jett video. I forget what the fuck it was.
I think it was Silent Night, because that's generally... She has a couple Christmas songs, but I think that one's the best one, so that's usually what I play.
Yeah, you were playing a lot of Christmas songs, and that's... you know, definitely not old Joan Jett either, you know.
Well, no, the Christmas album actually came out, like, not old, but, like, early 90s it did. Yeah.
So, she's not, like, 60. She's, like, 40.
Yeah.
So, right. That's my point. She's not 60. That's my point.
She's still hot.
Still hot. And she was...
Not that I'm crazy about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to begin with, but I do love it when anything associated with punk rock gets in. I do. I did not like that Miley Cyrus inducted her. I did watch it. I did not like that Miley Cyrus inducted Joan Jett.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is, right?
Yeah, I know what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is.
Okay, well, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts got inducted. When you get inducted, just like the Hall of Fame for football, someone comes out and talks about you and sucks your dick for 15 minutes.
If you're getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it should be... by someone that is either already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or someone that is inevitably going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So, not Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, you're telling me Miley Cyrus? Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. Well, because it's like, you know, punk rock Miley Cyrus. Like, fuck you, Miley Cyrus.
I stick my tongue out, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, let's get off that subject, and let's talk about what we're doing right now, and that's doing some drinking. Now, plenty of people like to tie one on during that holiday season. Now, we were just talking about that party with the junior pogo crew that we had, which is all of our children, and there is a fuck ton of them, by the way. But Sheena's third birthday, there at one time I think there was 11 kids under the age of six and under here, and there was also about 25 adults. And while we were here, I had this song rolling, the Dorves, Drinking Up Christmas. And Chad said, made a really good point, that think about how hard that would be. This song is set to There Better Be Women. It's the exact same record of Better Be Women, and it's pretty much Blag overdubbing different vocals that fit perfectly.
Is it dubbed, or did they actually do a new?
No, it sounds like the exact same. No, it sounds like the exact same recording with some like audio drops, Christmassy audio drops in there.
Okay.
But it pretty much sounds like Blag singing karaoke. Do you know what I mean? But right. He rewrote the whole song, and it sounds great, and it's awesome. And, I think that'd be a pretty difficult task, but it was, sounds good.
I mean, if he knows his song well enough.
Sean, if you want, you can move the mic on the other side of you, so when you look at me, you'll talk in it. It moves.
The mic was in it.
See, now they'll actually hear you. Holy shit, because when you look at me, the mic will be in your face.
Yeah, I'm talking, and then I'm trying to, like, I'm moving. If you can't
see
me.
But now we can hear
but
everything
I'm
you're
basically,
saying
like...
Now
shaking my head no while I'm talking.
But now they can hear it because the mic's in front of your face.
I'm talking to Andrew, but then I'm looking at, something else.
They don't care anymore.
Yeah,
here's the Dorves with Drinking Up Christmas.
We went out to a Christmas party, had a fifth of cold Bacardi. Saw a Santa Claus in red, with an aching head. He was very merry, in fact he was kind of scary. Ho ho hell was all he said. He took a drink, and then another two. He did the same, I seen him turning blue. And in a way, he's up the chimney out the blue. Screaming like a drunken Ebenezer Scrooge. I'm drinking up Christmas, cause I got no job, I'm a lazy slob. I'm drinking up Christmas. Came to rob them, a holiday hero. Yeah, but I'm a zero.
the Dwarves. Pogo City Radio. We're going to keep the
That's
tunes.
For dwarf, the Dwarves, for those of us that speak English.
We're going to keep the tunes rolling right along. Going to get to Jerry and the Misfits with You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
Bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders, that's all that can you show, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half a gold. You, I picked the seasick crocodile. Best words that best describe you. Stink! Stink! Stunk! Stink! Stink! Stunk! Stink! Stink! Stunk!
Grinch! Now, I actually have a Grinch onesie for myself with a hood and all, with the eyes and the hair, and, like, my kids flip out when I wear it. They definitely do.
Flip out is in, like...
In a good way. They're like, Daddy Grinch! Daddy Grinch! Daddy Grinch! And they start bugging out about me being the Grinch. Yeah, who'd have thought a fucking, like, punk rock show would have so much to do with our goddamn kids? But it definitely does, because, you know, we're real motherfucking G's, that's why.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, too. I mean, I'm sure a ton of the Pogo City listening audience doesn't have kids, but I bet a bunch of them do. A bunch of them have to.
Some of them have kids and some of them don't.
So maybe the ones that do know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah,
or at
but
least Andrew's talking. I don't got a Grinch onesie or
go
like,
fuck your mother.
Nothing like that.
Go fuck your mother. Yo, I'm sitting here right now in some pajama pants. They have Rudolph and the Abominable Snowman on them, a bunch of their faces, and like Santa. And that's what I'm sitting here in right now. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when I do those Saturday morning pogos, I might just be like bare ass when it's like July and shit and it's hot up here. Like, I will just be sitting here butt ass naked.
It's fucking cold up here right now.
You're a fucking pussy.
Yeah, fuck you. I work in the goddamn
cold.
So
do I, motherfucker.
No, you do not work in the cold. I work in a goddamn freezer.
Dude, and in the fucking winter, I work in a goddamn freezer because I work in a fucking metal shed outside.
I work in a
God freezing out.
Damn freezer.
And I have cold air being blown into my sealed helmet from outside because I need oxygen. So it's literally pumping into my head and right into my face. Cold air.
I work in that shit July through December.
Yeah, but no. See, in July, it's 12,000 fucking degrees.
Well, that would feel good.
No,
my job
feels awful.
Feel good at my job in fucking January, I can tell you that.
Well, you keep working. You keep working hard. You keep being that good blue collar guy. See, right? I ain't even got a blue collar. I got a black collar, my man. You know what I mean? I'm so dirty. My collar's black.
Yeah. Nobody that's ever came over to
we both sound drunk.
Yeah, we are drunk. Nobody, we know everybody that listens to the show knows that anybody that's hung out with us at Pugwa City Radio has a white collar.
A white collar? Yeah, Who hangs out on Pogo and has a white collar? Yeah,
nobody.
So that didn't make sense. All right.
Isn't that what I said? I said nobody has a white collar.
I don't know. I'm lost. I'm hoping that...
Andrew got too many fucking cold blasts to the head or something. I don't know.
I don't even know what's going on. Let's just play the next track. We're going to head to some NYHC. Hang out with Jimmy Gestapo and the boys with Santa's Got a Brand New Bag. That's Murphy's Law right there. Pretty sure that song's originally by Gary Walker. But let's keep the tracks rolling right along. Take it back to Jersey. We did some NYHC. So let's get to some Jersey royalty right here. Christmas song, The Wretched Ones, on
What is it with...
The Wretched Ones on Pogo City Radio. Now, I think I'm a little too drunk to be pogoing right now. We got this Pogo City Christmas special going on right now.
Andrew wants to do this. He wants to do this
also
show.
Live on Facebook. We're going to keep the track rocking right along. Peter and the Testy Babies. I'm getting pissed for Christmas. Andrew Bevan here with Sean. Track's over. Okay, and we're back right here on Pogo City Radio. Still live on Facebook talking shit. That was Peter and the Test Tube Babies with I'm
so what do we got
getting
next?
Pissed
what do we got
for
next?
Christmas. I think next we should go with some New York royalty. Some punk rock royalty.
New Jersey royalty before with the wretched ones. So we got the Ramones.
Now, the Ramones up next. Now, I do got to say, I think it's a little crazy, a little fucked up. We're doing our holiday special right here, right now, and we got the Ramones doing Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. But, you know, Joey Ramone, definitely a Jewish man. So they even got the Jewish people singing Christmas songs. That's kind of fucked up. So we're going to see after this track what the Pogo City wild card will be. I think we might have to represent some of our Jewish friends in the Pogo community.
Okay.
On this holiday special. But before we do that, let's get to the Ramones with Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with.
Tomorrow morning. Now, Andrew Bedlam right here. That was the Ramones with Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. I said up next, we will have the Pogo City the Mogo City Wild Card, where we play something a little off format. Now, this week, during our... Type in Adam Sandler for me. During... On this computer. Jesus. During our holiday special, I think we're going to do a wild card of the original Hanukkah song. My man Adam Sandler doing one for all the Jewish boys and girls. So there it is right there. Let's get to the top one. No, the first one. Not the Thanksgiving song. Let's do the Hanukkah song on Pogo City Radio. This is the first one, the original. All
right.
Hanukkah song on Pogo City Radio.
This is a song that... there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and... not too many Hanukkah songs, so wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is Festival of Lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together. What a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. Hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Adam Sandler on Pogo City Radio, and this week's
Wild Card Bitches.
Thanks to everybody that watched that live video on Facebook. We just did a live video.
Did we? Oh yes, everyone. We were live on Facebook on the Andrew page page. So go look for that shit. And I am.
It's probably going to be back a couple days by the time you hear this.
Back a couple days? Yeah.
Yes.
We're drunk. Just go to our Facebook all the time because there's awesome things, basically. And if you don't go to our Facebook. If you don't go to our Instagram, if you don't like sharing, comment.
Then fuck you.
You'll get nothing for Christmas. Just like Downward Dog. All right, that was Downward Dog right there on Pogo City Radio. We're going to get to one of my all-time favorite holiday songs right here, The Kinks with Father Christmas.
Last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. They said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, but don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. Sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed.
Gun, so I can scare all the kids on the street. have yourself a good time. But remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. For your silly toys, Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoyed.
All right, that was the Kinks right there. Now, as we do our Christmas special on Pogo City Radio, I'm literally on my brand new cell phone. I got a Note 9. This isn't like a commercial or anything. I just think it's awesome that I have a Note 9, and it's fucking kick-ass. But as we record this, I am trying to put together a new flyer for that holiday show with Blank 77, the Drew Getz, and Battalion Zoska going down in Montclair at the Meat Locker December 29th. Be there, bitches. In the meantime, let's listen to some Sloppy Seconds, who you guys can catch at this year's Punk Bowling in Vegas. Here's Hooray for Santa Claus.
S-A-N-T-A-C-L-A-U-S, hooray for Santa Claus.
Hooray for Santa Claus, Sloppy Seconds. We're going to head out to the UK for this next one. Check out with them chaps in Eddie and the Hot Rod. It feels like Christmas.
Come on, baby.
Eddie and the Hot Rods on this Pogo City Christmas special. Now, if you guys want to go back...
I need some eggnog.
Yeah, let's get some... Throw some rum in it and I'm down. Fucking,
yeah, booze. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, if you guys want to go back into the archives, go back to the Pogo City Thanksgiving special and listen to Pat Society on the Drew Getz Thanksgiving special. Talking about all types of awesome shit from the punk scene back in the day to nowadays and just a whole bunch of cool stories. But make sure you listen to this episode all the way through first because you guys won't want to miss some awesome holiday music coming from Pat Society.
Merry
himself.
Christmas, I fucked your snowman.
Here's Violent Society. Society and the rest of the guys in Violent Society with Merry Christmas.
I fucked your snowman.
We're gonna keep this rocking right along with one my daughter Ava loves. Here's the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones with This Time of Year.
Thank you. me spending it with you. That keeps me looking forward to, looking forward to this time of year. It gets me and it never lets me act like I don't care. It's time of year, favorite time of year, 'cause all of us are here together.
All right, we're going to check out what's going on with Charlie and the Boys.
Quite often I get to thinking, as kids how we got by. Like Christmas time in our house, we couldn't afford a fire. But we got by in our house, back then when I was young. Dad used to suck a peppermint, and we'd all sit round his tongue. We didn't have no tinsel on our Christmas tree, so we just wheeled old granddad in and made the old cunt sneeze.
Baptism!
Wheeling round the other side, granny.
Baptism!
Well, time goes so fucking fast. I've got kids now on me own, and I heard them unwrap their presents last night when I got home.
Santa Claus, you cunt! Where's my fucking boy? I ran my tool to summer check, there's nothing all I like. I wrote your fucking letter, I'll come to see it twice. You're geriatric wanker, where's my fucking boy? If I wanted a pair of fucking socks, I would've fucking asked. Ping pong spam cowboy suit, stick right up your ass. When I mark my order up, it's enough to make you spew. But it's not that this mirror's crying, my sister's pissed off too. Santa Claus, you cunt, where's my fucking plan? You promised me, you fucking cunt, you know who I am. 'Cause I'm a little girl, you mate, sit right on your end. Never mind your ho, 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 where's my fucking plan? This time I come to see him done, I punch him in the gut. Turn his fucking reindeer and kick Rudolph in the nuts. Just you wait till next year, we come through that store. Me and my little sister come running through that door. Just check his breath, watch his bloodshot eyes. Don't listen to him, boys and girls, he's a fucking noise. This ain't a pervert, not even fucking boy. That fucking wanker forgot my fucking boy. Santa Claus, you cunt, where's my fucking boy? I run that to the savage jump, there's nothing more I like. I wrote your fucking letter, I'll come and see it twice. You geriatric wanker, where's my fucking boy? Gonna tell my dad on you. You punch your fucking lights out, cunt. Boy, so mommy's sucking Santa Claus. My dad ain't got this old tongue last night.
That was the UK subs right there on this Pogo City Radio
Charlie Harper
special. Now, Sean, should we just keep the tracks moving? Because I'm drunk as fuck, and I'm still trying to make this holiday flyer, and I'm drunk.
Yes, keep fucking going.
All right, here's Run, Run, Rudolph, I Slaughter, and the Dogs.
Tell him he could take the
All right. We got a few more for you guys. Here's Joey Ramone with What a Wonderful World. Santa, bring my baby back to me, Joe Dapper.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. The Christmas tree is ready. Candles all aglow, but with my baby far away, what's a good is mistletoe? Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Please make those reindeer hurry, 'cause the time is drawing near. It sure don't seem like Christmas without my baby here. Don't fill my sock with candy, no bright and shiny toy. Wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy, then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Please make those rain to hurry, 'cause the time is drawing near. It sure don't seem like Christmas without my baby here. Don't fill my sock with candy, no bright and shiny toys. If you wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy, then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
That right there was Joe Dapper with Santa, bring my baby back to me. Now, I hope you guys have enjoyed this Pogo City Radio holiday special. Andrew and Sean have been hanging out with you guys for a few hours now. we're looking at like Booby and other pictures on my phone. I got distracted from editing the blanks flyer. That's the word. I got distracted with boobies and vaginas.
Boobies and, yeah.
Boobies and vaginas and butts.
Yeah.
We got distracted.
It happens.
My new phone has some great clarity. That's all I'm saying.
What are you going to do?
We're going to get out of here with this next one. That's what we're going to do.
I'm going to go home and try to...
make my wife have sex with me. All right. We got breakfast with Santa in the morning, everybody. Breakfast with Santa. All right. We're going to get out of here with a band that is one of my favorites who I got to see at Croc Rock years ago. With one of my other all-time favorite bands, that being Blank 77, of course. But I am talking to you about the Anti-Nowhere League. But before we get to Animal and the Boys, got to remind you guys to leave us a like, a share, a comment, a five-star rating, a thumbs up. Tell your motherfucking friends to download. You know what I'm saying? Spread the pogo virus.
Like
Sean.
It's fucking HIV.
There you go. Spread the pogo virus like it's HIV. And we're going to get out of here with Let It Snow, the Anti-Nowhere League. We'll catch you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to Pogo City Radio. Go fuck yourself.
And fuck off and die. That too. Ho, ho, ho. Merry fucking Christmas.
You...
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and I've simply no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, so I bought me this bag for chopping. Let's turn the lights down low and let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Down really tight. Oh, the turkey that's cold will be warm. Man, the weather outside is shocking. Is it time for another chopping? So turn the lights down low. Let it snow, let it snow, and snow, and snow.